Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Q104, good morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa tells me there's a new moon starting today.
There is. New moon in Cancer. Actually, like right now is when it's peaking at this exact moment.
So what does that mean when there's a new moon? What does that mean? That's different than a full moon, because when there's a full moon, that's where weird stuff starts happening. And nurses who listen to this show tell us that, yeah, that they see more trips to the ER during a full moon and things like that. Things just get weird.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about a new moon.
Yeah, this is a new moon. I'm going to be honest. I don't think they're the same thing. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not that much of an expert, but I think that they are different. This is more so the beginning of Cancer season. So for the zodiac, if you're a Cancer, which is June 25th today, through like middle of July, this is our season. I'm a Cancer, so this is a big deal. But this new moon is like, this is kind of a crazy one. If you've been feeling like off or just really like overly tired, I mean,
but this is for everybody. You're saying
this is everybody, though.
Not just if you're a Cancer.
No.
If you've been feeling off, no matter what sign you are.
Yeah, it does not matter what sign you are for this. Everybody will feel it. It's just like if you're a Cancer, you might feel it a little bit extra than everybody else. But yeah, if you've been like kind of tired and like I said, like just feeling weird. I saw this new moon described as like kind of floating between timelines. And this new moon is not a reset. The way a lot of new moons are, it's more of like a realignment and kind of figuring out like who you are for the rest of the year, kind of like setting that path and figuring out like maybe relationships that you've outgrown, habits that you've outgrown, and kicking them to the curb before we get into the second half of 2025.
That's interesting.
It's almost like a New Year's resolution, like resets.
I guess I kind of do that around this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, we're halfway through the year. It's crazy to think about.
Things slow down. July 4th is when I start like reassessing some things and looking towards the second half. So I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of new moons, people will say to like, you know, manifest things. This really isn't a manifesting moon. This is really like setting your intentions, really putting those habits like into it, putting them in motion.
Yeah.
And you pretty much have from now today through July 2nd. So
okay, there
a
you
week
go.
From today, you've got your time to make the new moon magic work.
Also a week from today, Alyssa's birthday.
Yeah, a week from today, July 2nd, my birthday, baby. Let's go.
So that's a good vibe. We'll get more good vibes going on this morning. Am I the bleep hole at 7:25? And Alyssa's College of Knowledge will play twice this morning, 7:55 and 8:55. You are on the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you here with us this morning, if you are actually here with us. 216-474-0104. I thought this would be fun. I like to do this from time to time. It's kind of like a check-in.
Oh, just to see, like, who's out there, who's listening?
Yeah. Why are you up so early?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Because Alyssa and I, and we know this, we know that it's summertime, and we freely admit we have less listeners to this show at this moment. And that's because of so many things.
Oh, yeah.
School is not in session.
Yeah, there's no drop-off lines right now.
That's not happening. You have people on vacation. I feel like everybody that I know is on vacation right now or leaving for vacation soon.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's schedules are just kind of like all flip-flopped around right now. It's a free-for-all.
It's just summertime. That's summertime in Northeast Ohio. So why are you up so early? What are you doing right now? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Billie Eilish, Q104, The Q Morning Show. 216-474-0104. Why are you up so early?
We're already getting texts, so we are not the only ones awake.
This is a good opportunity for Alyssa and I to find out who exactly is listening to this show at 6:27 in the morning in June. And why are you doing that? Joy in Twinsburg, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing this morning? Why are you up so early?
I'm on my way to work.
Now, do you normally listen to us at this time of day, even throughout the rest of the year? Or is this just a summertime thing?
No, for sure. I listen to you guys every day on my way to work.
What do you do? So you live in Twinsburg and you commute to where?
To Hillcrest Hospital. I'm a registered nurse.
Oh, the healthcare workers, the nurses,
yes.
All you guys. I know we got a couple of texts from EMT, hospice, home care, social worker too. So
this is a big this is a big hour for the nurses that listen to this show, the early part of the show.
Oh yeah. So nurses both waking up and going to work, and nurses getting off from the night shift too.
Oh, good point.
Yes, the 12-hour shifts.
What are your hours, Joy? What are your hours today?
7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, you are in for a doozy.
And is that like is that like 4 days in a row and then you have some days off, something like that?
No, I could never do 4 days in a row. It's 3 12s a week. So I do have 4 days off a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good. I'm glad that you get some R&R in there.
When you're in the middle of that 12-hour shift, like what do you do? What's your pick me up? Like, what do you when you start fading a little bit? Like, what do you do to get going and get revved up for the last few hours?
I take a late lunch break, so I usually have lunch around 4 o'clock so that I can power up for the remainder of my shift. Just eat something healthy so that I don't crash from a sugar rush. Mm-hmm. And a cup of coffee for sure.
All right. Joy, thank you so much for letting us know that you're there.
Yeah, for sure. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good shift today.
Yeah.
All right. See, that's good. MJ and Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you up so early?
I'm usually up this early for work, but today I'm going to go get my hair done in Cleveland by Camp X Stamped.
Ooh.
And I have a vacation. Well, it's camping, but it's vacation for me because I'm always working.
Oh, where are you camping?
At Yogi Bear Clay's Park.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
Where is that?
Yes.
Clay's Park is not that far.
Yeah, I think it's like an hour away by Akron.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that
before. It's in Stark, so it's just down south a little bit.
I'm sorry, so that's today that you're doing that?
I'm going to get my hair done today, and then I'm going earlier in the morning tomorrow to go set up my hair. Yeah.
Now, so is this kind of early to be up for a hair appointment?
I'm usually up this early, but it's going to take almost all day.
So. Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah. I know. Bill does not understand. I understand that fully. Like, yes. Depending on what you're getting done, it could be maybe an hour and a half. It could be, like, 6 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Literally.
Yeah, MJ, I don't know if you've ever seen my head, but I walk into Sports Clips at 2 in the afternoon, and I walk out at 2:10.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish it was that easy.
All right, MJ, thank you for listening to us this morning.
Of course.
Enjoy your hair appointment and have fun at Clay's Park tomorrow.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah, a lot of people on the text as well. So yeah. I guess we'll continue working at this hour.
I guess so. Yeah, I know. Sometimes we kind of think that maybe we are the only ones awake this early, but we're not. You guys are out there, and you're up with us, so.
We have a meeting with the boss after the show today, and I was prepared to say, you know, maybe we shouldn't start until 7. Like, I'm not
you're
sure.
You're really trying to push for this 7 thing. This is the second time in, like, 2 days that Bill's like, could we just start the show at 7?
It's the summertime schedule. We start at 7 in the summer. It's kind of like on delay.
Bill, we're adults. We don't get summer vacation.
Thank you so much for being here. You're on Q104 this morning. Shaboozy, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So we do have a meeting with the boss after the show today, but there was also an all-staff meeting that took place yesterday. And during the meeting, it started like right around 11:30 in the morning. And everybody's gathered in our Soundspace studio. That's where we have artists sometimes, and we'll invite you to come down to the Soundspace studios to see an artist. That's where we have our meetings as well. And so we're all sitting there, and the presentation's about to start. And I look up on stage, and the boss is looking at me, and then he mouths the words, "Where's Alyssa?"
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh. Is that why you texted me?
I did. I texted Alyssa. Meeting is starting.
Yeah, but okay. So the meeting, though, was proposed as the invitation we had on our Google Calendar was a pizza party. So I was like, if I'm a couple minutes late to the pizza party, like, it's no big deal.
Oh, so that wasn't clear that it wasn't a meeting as well?
I just kind of stopped reading once I saw pizza party. I assumed that the rest was, you know, a given. Like, so I didn't know that there would be fine print on the invitation.
You know, that might be information that only I had, because the pizza party, the reason that we had a pizza party yesterday was because we painted the fence at the Metro Parks, and our company wanted to reward us by giving us pizza, free pizza. But now, this is our company on a corporate level.
Yes, not just like Q104 and not even right. Just Cleveland, like on a national level, we all kind of participated in this, and select cities got rewarded with a pizza party.
Right.
We are one of those cities, which is really cool. There's only like 4 in the whole company.
Right.
But Bill, actually, when you say we painted a fence, Bill was not one of the ones who helped paint, because where was Bill?
Yeah, I was on vacation the week that we painted the fence.
Oh, no. Get the details.
What?
Bill was on a boat. Bill was on a cruise.
Yeah, I was on a cruise. And that was scheduled way before I knew we were going to be painting a fence. And so I actually was going to skip the whole thing yesterday.
He was. He was like, I can't go have the pizza. I didn't earn it.
Exactly. I can't have pizza. If we're going to get pizza from the company for painting a fence that I was not a part of, that I did not, there was no sweat, no hard work on my part, why should I get free pizza?
If there's one thing to know about Bill Ryan, is that he is a man of his morals.
And so I declined the invitation when it first came out.
Like on Google Calendar, he declined it.
And then the boss emailed me after that and said, I see that you declined attending the pizza party, but I really do need you there because you're going to be in a presentation that I'm making. So that's why I knew to be there. And so maybe that was a one-on-one interaction that I had with the boss. And maybe, is that why you didn't know that there was a presentation?
That could have been it. And also, like I said, transparently could very well be that I did not read the rest of the invitation. Mm. I stopped at pizza party.
Well, who's looking out for you to make sure that you were at the meeting yesterday?
Thank goodness.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Glad one of us is looking out for me.
That's what I'm here for. All right, good vibes this morning. Let's keep the good vibes going, because I'm feeling good this morning. 216-474-0104. Something that's going on in your world that you're happy about. It brings a smile to your face. Please share with us coming up, the Q Morning Show. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
We hear you have good vibes to share with us.
I do. I am in nursing school, and I just finished my first term, and I managed to do that with straight A's.
Straight A student.
Yes.
Let's go. That's awesome.
I'm really excited and really proud of myself.
Well, congratulations. How much longer do you have left?
9 more months.
Okay. All right. We're getting through. Less than a year.
When does that second term start?
On the 7th.
Of what month?
July.
Oh, mm-hmm. So your summer break from nursing school is just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. Between every term, we have 2 weeks off.
Oof.
Okay, got you.
Well, hey, at least you get a little bit of time. Enjoy it. Soak it up.
It is much needed.
And you'll be done by this time next year.
Absolutely.
So after you complete 9 months of nursing school.
Well, 9 more months. It's a year total.
Okay, so after you complete nursing school, when you're all done in a year, what are your aspirations? Like, what do you want to be doing after you get out of nursing school?
I think, so I'm going for my LPN. Once I finish my LPN, I'm probably going to primarily just work in nursing homes because they pay the most for your LPN. And then I'm going to start the RN program. And then once I'm an RN, my goal is to work with, like, in, like, a labor and delivery.
Ooh. Do you like babies?
I do.
Oh. Can you tell? Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be so perfect. And you texted us in. You got, what, 5 kiddos?
5 of them. Yeah.
So you are a busy mama and
going
to school, too. And pretty soon you'll be around a bunch of babies.
That's the goal.
Heidi, how are you doing all of that? How are you raising 5 kids and going to nursing school? Do you have help?
I do. I have a very amazing fiance who is extremely supportive of my goals. He is also a nurse. And it's funny because he's going back for his RN starting the 7th as well.
Oh, so my gosh.
He's going to be very busy.
Wow.
Well, we love our nurses. We need more of them. So keep going.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heidi. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And good luck in your next term.
Thank you. I am super excited.
You've got Q104 this morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, thank you so much for being with us. Yesterday, I was part of this text exchange that was going around, so I knew it was going to happen. My son, Drew, who's 10 years old, he and his friend, Leo, had an idea to start a lemonade stand. It's a pop-up lemonade stand that they wanted to do yesterday. So
little entrepreneurs making some money this summer.
And all this was happening during the show, so I'm looking at all the texts, and they're trying to figure out where they're going to go and who's dropping off who, where, and all that. So they ended up having this lemonade stand right outside of our house.
Okay.
Which turned out to be very fortuitous because across the street, one of my neighbors is having a new roof installed.
Oh, so he already had like a clientele set up.
Yeah, there were like 7 or 8 workers, construction guys across the street.
Smart.
So after they had set up their lemonade stand, those were their biggest customers.
I'm sure.
So they made yesterday, and they were only out there for like maybe a couple hours. It's hot yesterday.
I was going to say, I mean, in that heat, though, a couple hours, that's a good amount of time.
They had they had water and they had lemonade, selling both for 50 cents.
Okay.
They made $56.
Wow.
I thought that was really good.
That's really good.
They had a jar full of money. And I think what it might have also been
I was going to say, how much was actual lemonade? How much was tip for fantastic service?
I think a lot of my neighbors were just throwing in $5 and things like that. And I'm very grateful for that. So you got $56 as their final score.
And there was yesterday. 2 of them doing it?
Right.
So splitting down the middle?
Yes.
Okay.
So Drew ended up Paula took the money, and my wife Paula, who used to work in the world of finance, she thinks that yesterday was a good opportunity to teach Drew some life lessons. So Drew ended up with $18.
Did Paula tax Drew?
Yes, she did.
What? Why?
So Drew got $18. His friend Leo got half.
Did she like pull out money for a 401k? Like, what's going on?
So Leo got $18. And then Paula told Drew, she said, you have to repay your investors. So she made...
Savage!
She made Drew and Leo pay $20 back to Leo's mom, who got them all started with ice and cups and lemonade and everything that they needed.
Okay.
So that $20 went back to Leo's mom.
Okay.
So Drew only ended up with $18, and he was pissed.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Very upset with Paula all day yesterday. And when I got home, I was trying to step in and play intermediary, and I'm trying to explain to Drew that this is completely normal. I said, you know, when daddy goes to work, you know, he goes to work every single day. When he gets his paycheck, there's this amount of money that comes out for taxes and this goes in for
healthcare and
right,
401, and, right, like and, all that stuff.
Right. My parking and everything else. And then I started looking at my check and I started getting pissed off. I was like, wait. Wait a
You're
minute.
Like, man, I kind of get this.
Why am I working?
You're like, you know what? Maybe, Drew, maybe we need to change the system here. What a hard lesson to learn. He's going into, what, fifth grade? And he's already learning these things?
Yeah. Oof. And I'm trying to be positive. I'm like, look, it's $18 that you didn't have yesterday. When you woke up yesterday morning, you didn't have that $18. Now you have it.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I did just do the math. And like you said, $20 total going back to his friend's mom. So if he wouldn't have paid that, Drew would have made $28.
Exactly.
Instead, he made $18. So it's only he's only down $10.
Right. But he doesn't see it as he gained $18.
Right. It feels like a lot
losing
more.
Losing
$10. Right.
Right. That's what he sees.
Well, hopefully he wakes up in better spirits about it today.
I hope so, too. Life lessons being taught in the summertime.
Yikes.
Am I the bleephole? We're going to talk to my wife next. No, I'm kidding.
I love Paula so much. That's so funny.
Am I the bleephole is on the way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here this morning. Am I the bleephole is what we're about to get into. And we're going to talk to Marnie in Painesville. So here's what happens with Am I the Bleephole. You do something or you say something and it's come around where you've realized that somebody is upset about it. They're irritated with you because of what you may have done or what you may have said. And so you come to us and we'll discuss. Marnie, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what's going on? Who thinks you might be a bleephole?
Oh, okay. I do have some friends telling me that I am, and some say that I'm not.
Oh, they're divided.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got to help me solve the mystery.
So what happened?
So the deal is that I went on like 3 dates with this guy like a couple months ago. He was fine. Nice enough. Cute. But there was really no spark, no chemistry whatsoever. So I ended it. And honestly, I really haven't thought twice about him. But here we go. But now, one of my very close friends asked me if she could go out with him.
Mm.
Yeah. She saw him on a dating app, and apparently they matched. And she told me about this. And I said, no, it just feels weird.
Okay. Did your friend meet the guy when you were dating him?
Yes, he did come to a birthday party with me. So she did meet him while we were dating.
But she never said anything to you that would make you think that she's into him. It's just that they, months down the road, they
matched.
That they matched on a dating app.
Yeah, exactly. No talk was had about it then at all. So
I'm curious here, why did you say no, that they couldn't go out together? Like, why did you tell your friend no if you're not into this dude?
I don't know. It's just, it feels really weird to me. Like, he's not really my ex, but he was someone that I dated. So my friend says that I'm gatekeeping, and if I don't like him, like, why does it matter if she goes out with him? And I don't really have a good answer. That's the thing. All I know is that I don't want him, but I don't really want her dating him either. And I just don't think that's being selfish. I do believe that she's breaking the girl code.
Oh, interesting.
Which is important.
Interesting. Hmm. Now, if you unpack the girl code, your friend came to you first after the match because you can't help who you match with, right? But now it's not like she's dating this guy that you used to date behind your back. She did come to you first. Does that still qualify under girl codes that they could still go out?
She's followed the code so far, yes, but she shouldn't do it.
I think she would be breaking girl code if she does like actually go on like date with him, and especially if something comes to fruition.
You do?
I do. And the reason has honestly nothing to do with even the fact of like, oh, like Marnie dated him. It's more so that like, Marnie, you might be put in situations like birthday parties where like you're gonna have to be around this guy. And I feel like if this is one of your close friends, she should be thinking about that too and not want to put you in that situation, especially if it's like they just matched on a dating app. It's not like they have been going on coffee runs or something.
I think context matters here, though, Alyssa, and that's why I disagree with you. Because let's say it was a toxic breakup with Marnie, or let's say he cheated on her, or they were engaged to be married. And if you put any of those details in there, then yeah, I would say that Marnie's friend would be breaking girl code by wanting to go out with him. But they just went out on a couple of dates. Marnie's the one that ended it. It wasn't that serious. Why stop your friend from finding love? Maybe they're a better match. I think Marnie should be more considerate of her friend here.
It's weird, Marnie, because you said like you don't really have a good answer as to why you don't want her going out with him. I guess I don't really have a good answer either. I just know I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, it's going to make things weird. I don't want it to get weird.
I think the girls should get together and revise the girl code.
Okay.
Make it make sense.
Coming from a 50-year-old man, yeah, we'll just hop right on that, Bill.
216-474-0104. Marnie went out on a couple dates with this guy. She's the one that ended it. Her friend has matched with this guy on a dating app and wants to go out with him. Marnie doesn't want it to happen. Is she being the bleephole? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleephole?
That's what we're trying to figure out right now.
Marnie in Painesville used to date a guy.
And like by date, she went on a couple of dates with a guy.
It didn't get serious.
She didn't even really consider them to be like in a relationship. There were officially.
There were no sleepovers.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
And now, cut to a few months later, one of Marnie's friends has matched with this guy on a dating app. And the friend, instead of just going out with the guy secretly on the sly, has come to Marnie and said, hey, I matched with him. He's that guy that you dated a few months ago. Can I go out with him? Marnie's like, no, that's too weird. Don't
do
it.
Yeah, honestly, Marnie doesn't have much more reasoning than that. She's like, nah, I don't like it. It just feels weird. And yeah, and I kind of get it. I do. I really kind of see what she's talking about. I wouldn't want to be around an ex just randomly at friend functions.
So right before that song ended, I grabbed the phone and I said Q104, and then we went back on the air. So I don't even know who this is on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a stranger right now, but not for long. What's your name?
This is Caitlin from Vermilion.
Oh, hey, Caitlin. We know Caitlin.
Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So what do you think? Is Marnie the bleephole here? Should she feel weird about her friend dating someone that she used to go out with?
I think she is the bleephole. I agree with Bill, actually. And I think that part of the reason I agree with him is he had a friend who dated somebody for about a month, a very non-serious relationship. And then a month after that, I started dating him.
Oh.
And it put an end to our friendship. But I have been with this guy for 8 years, and we're celebrating our five-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. Okay. First of all, congratulations.
Thank
you. Second of all, how long were you and this friend, how long had you been friends for before that all happened?
About 4 years.
Okay.
And when you realized that there was sparks between you and the guy that you're with right now, did you go to your friend and say, hey, there's something brewing here between the two of us. Do you mind if we go out?
No, but she wasn't like a best friend. We weren't super close. We were just kind of casual friends.
Okay, I don't understand girl code then.
Because you don't.
There's,
no,
there's levels of friends now that...
No, there is. Caitlin, I fully understand. Because if it's just kind of an acquaintance, friend of a friend, or even just somebody you're not super close with, it would probably feel weird to like announce, like, hey, like, I never talked to you, and this is the first text I've sent you in like 3 months, but just letting you know.
Yeah.
Like,
but still, when your friend found out that you had started dating him, she did not take it well, I assume.
Oh, no, she went nuclear.
Okay.
She was like posting stuff about us on social media for over a year after we started dating.
Wow.
See, I would maybe go as far as to say you misjudged the situation. Maybe you should have spoken to her in advance.
Maybe I should have.
I don't really think it would have changed
water
much.
Under the bridge now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's in the past.
If she went nuclear, I don't really think that a conversation beforehand would have fixed the issue. Just saying. And they're married now, so clearly it worked out.
The difference is, Marnie doesn't really care about this guy. That's why I don't understand why Marnie's
that is true
prohibiting her friend from dating him. Let's see. We have Kim in Olmsted Township. Now, Kim, you said that you've been in a similar situation like Marnie.
I have. I matched with a guy. I'm going to age myself. This was like 20 years ago. And he and I just didn't click, but then they met and they kind of hit it off. And I was kind of in Marnie's position. Like, that's weird. But then I saw them together. 20 years later, they're married, 3 kids, so happy. It was a great marriage. It worked out perfectly as it was supposed to.
Oh.
Okay.
A great marriage.
Wow.
See?
And you were you okay with that?
You know, at first I wasn't, because I was like, why her, not me?
Yeah.
But then once I saw them together, I'm like,
that's what that made it okay.
Sense. Exactly. And okay. Then they ended up giving one of their twin daughters my first name as their middle name.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that is, what a story. What an ending.
And we're still great friends even today.
Yeah. That's the totally opposite, I feel like, of what's going on with Marnie, with a totally different ending.
So your friend did not break girl code in your mind, Kim?
Well, you know, they started to hit it off, and then they came to me and said that they were interested in each other, and if I had a problem, they would walk away.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So they actually left it up to me. But after seeing them together, you couldn't say, no, you can't see each other, because it just worked.
Thank you, Kim, for calling up and telling us that
story. That's a great point. Maybe that's what Marnie needs.
I think Marnie should let it happen. Let her friend go out with the guy and see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I get where she's coming from, Marnie. I definitely do, but I think that might just be the best option here.
Yay!
Just give it a go. See how it goes.
We convinced Alyssa. Let us know, Marnie, how it goes. We have Joe from Macedonia. What do you know, Joe?
Hello. How's it going?
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. It's you versus Alyssa, and if you get more questions right than her, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have your 5 questions, Joe. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. He's had the number 1 album in the country for the last 5 weeks.
Ed Sheeran.
Question 2. At what fast food restaurant can you order a Baja Blast?
Taco Bell.
Question 3. Eeyore is a friend of Winnie the Pooh, and Eeyore is what kind of animal?
A donkey or a mule.
Question 4. At a hockey game, what is the name of the machine that comes out and resurfaces the ice?
The Zamboni.
Final question. Name a city in Ohio that has served as the state capital other than Columbus.
Ooh. I don't know. Youngstown.
All right, Joe, let's get Alyssa back into the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Joe, you went 3 for 5 today.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Somehow it seems like there might be 3 easy questions in there every day and then 2 very difficult ones, because it seems like a lot of people go 3 for 5. Alyssa, meet Joe in Macedonia.
Good morning, Joe.
Hello, Alyssa.
So as you may have heard, Joe went 3 for 5. Alyssa, you need 3 correct to tie and 4 to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He's had the number 1 album in the country for the last 5 weeks.
That would be Morgan Wallen.
It is Morgan Wallen. At what fast food restaurant can you order a Baja Blast?
Taco Bell.
Have you ordered one before?
So many times.
You have? Joe, have you had one?
Of course.
That's part of my Taco Bell order.
Everybody says, of course, as if there's any other choice.
There's no other answer.
My son gets them. I have not had a Baja Blast.
Oh, my. I might bring you one of those this week. You have to try that.
Question 3. Eeyore is a friend of Winnie the Pooh. Eeyore is what kind of animal?
He's a donkey.
He is a donkey. At a hockey game, what is the name of the machine that comes out and resurfaces the ice?
The, oh my gosh. Oh, get off the ice. Oh my God. I'm literally trying to think of my boss telling me, get off the ice so that the what can run.
Gonna need an answer in 3, 2.
I don't, oh my God. I don't have it.
The Zamboni.
Oh my God. Oh my God. The Zamboni. Ah! I worked in hockey. I should know this.
So question 5. We're up to question 5. So you do have the tie today. This will decide if you outright win the game. And I don't think you're going to get this either. But you may surprise me. Name a city in Ohio that has served as the state capital other than Columbus.
We've had more than one.
And I'm only asking this question because of a conversation I had with my wife over the weekend.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati is incorrect. The correct answers are Chillicothe.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I only know this because Paula and I were in the car and she saw Chillicothe Road. She's like, are we close to Chillicothe? And I said, no, Chillicothe is like way down there.
Yeah.
I said, by the way, Chillicothe used to be our state capital before Columbus.
When, like, give me some years here.
Oh, I don't know. 1800s? I have no idea.
Oh, boy. I was going to say, that would be quite the state capital if Chillicothe was still ours.
Now you're going to make me Google it.
Looks like 1803 to 1810, and then again from 1812 to 1816.
And Zanesville, Ohio, was the alternate answer to that question.
It was. I see that now.
I was thinking Zanesville.
Oh,
I was
Zanesville.
You should have. I couldn't pick one, so I said Youngstown.
You should have said Zanesville.
Oh, Youngstown's a good guess, though.
No, it's not.
Joe, if you would have said Zanesville, you would have had the win today.
Great.
Oh, now you're kicking yourself.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm still kicking myself over the Zamboni, so.
Joe, we loved having you. Please try back again some other time. We also have tickets to the Cleveland Museum of Art that we're going to give to you.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. I'll take the tie. My name is Joe, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I was bummed yesterday when I heard about the Rocky River Brewing Company. Did you hear about this?
No.
They had a fire yesterday.
Oh, no.
And it was actually in, because I live in Rocky River.
Yeah, is that like close to where your house is?
Very close. And
okay.
I've been to the Rocky River Brewing Company many, many times. Everybody just calls it Brewco.
Okay.
And it was in my group text yesterday. And someone said Rocky River Brewing Company is on fire.
Oh.
And so they battled. It happened about 11:15 yesterday morning, and I don't have many details. I think, you know, the investigation is ongoing. I read somewhere that it was a roof fire, and there were so many first responders on scene. A few of them were injured. During this. So I'm hoping that they are doing okay today. And then I've seen some pictures of the inside, mm-hmm. and it doesn't look good.
No, okay. That was going to be my next question, is like, what's the state of the establishment?
Yeah, and Brewco posted on social media, they say, our hearts are heavy today, but more than anything, we are grateful that everyone is safe, grateful for the outpouring of love from our friends, family, and community, and a sincere thank you to the incredible firefighters and the first responders who acted so quickly and bravely. So, yeah, we'll have to, more details about that, I'm sure, coming out soon.
Yeah, I you'll have to keep us posted if there's a way for us to, like, support, or if they're doing any sort of, like, fundraising to rebuild. Would love to know about that.
Yeah, it's a fun place. Okay, our friend Curtis is standing outside the door right now. Curtis works for the Cleveland Guardians. He has brought 4 Guardians tickets to tomorrow's game.
He's also brought 4 hot dogs in studio, and I have already slammed one of them. Just saying.
All right, we should invite him back in then.
Yeah.
Guardians tickets coming up next. Morgan Wallen, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we are joined in studio right now by our friend Curtis Danberg, the Vice President of Communications and Corporate Relations. Did I get that right?
That's close enough. PR guy works.
For your Cleveland Guardians! Woo-hoo! How are we halfway through the season almost?
It's crazy. It always goes fast. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I feel like it's flying by.
Yeah, like you have to get to the ballpark. You have to go see a game, especially before July 4th, I think. And this is the time to do it because we've got a nice long homestand happening right now. What's going on at the ballpark, Curtis?
So we finish up with the Blue Jays tonight, and tomorrow we have a day game, and then the Cardinals come in town. Huge weekend of promotion. So Friday night, of course, you got fireworks, you got your dollar dogs, you've got your pregame in the district with $2 beers. We're doing Free Shirt Friday, 10,000 fans. We're celebrating the 80th anniversary of the Cleveland Buckeyes winning the Negro League Championship. So that's what the T-shirt will be. Saturday, 4:10 game. We're giving away these Cleveland Buckeyes caps.
Yeah.
15,000 fans.
Spiffy
hats.
Very spiffy. Cool. I am obsessed.
And then Sunday, we have Kids Fun Day. We play at 12:05. We're on Roku. It's a special MLB feature game, and the broadcast is going to feature Tom Hamilton, who's actually going to be on the TV broadcast in honor of him going into Cooperstown.
So, is that right?
Be a lot of fun.
Now, when they approached Tom about that, how did he react? Did he was like, oh, yeah, no problem? Or
I think he was a little apprehensive, you know, but I thought it was an honor. He was very grateful for the opportunity, and I think he's looking forward to it.
Oh, good. So there's a lot of exciting things going on. You know what I always do is I always look at the schedule in advance. It's like, okay, it's almost July 4th. When can I go see fireworks?
It's go time.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, it's what are the Guardians
doing? Every Friday night now in the summer, it's fireworks time. So
yeah, I haven't gone to a Dollar Dog night either yet this year. And I'm like, so I have my Friday little night. Summer checklist. I got to check it off before the season's over.
And looking ahead, the Guardians are home on July 4th.
We are. Yeah. The Tigers are in town.
Yeah.
Who are chasing in the division. So we basically are here this weekend, and then we go on the road to Chicago, play at Wrigley, and we come back to face the Tigers.
You know, I actually was at the Guards game last year on the 4th, and the vibes were so high. Yeah. It was like the perfect 4th of July.
We need the vibes. We need the summer vibes. We need to get things rolling. So we're right in the race for the wild card, but we have a lot of work to do to chase the Tigers.
All right.
So let's get someone to a game right now. We have 4 tickets. Is that right?
4 tickets.
This is for what game?
Tomorrow. The day game.
Tomorrow's day game against the Toronto Blue Jays. Caller 14 right now. 216-474-0104. You're going to the Guards game tomorrow. Curtis?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go Guards.
Lola Young. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Maya in Shaker Heights. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on with you?
Okay. I have someone in my life who I guess I can still call a friend, but she owes me a huge amount of money. It's $800.
Oh, my God.
What?
She says she's going to pay. But currently, this pisses me off, she's on a European vacation at the moment with her boyfriend.
Stop it right now.
I know.
You know that how? By social media?
Yes. Absolutely. I'm seeing all the pictures.
Okay, so did you lend her $800? How did this come to be that she is in debt to you for $800.
I cannot imagine asking a friend for $800.
Well, what happened was we went to New York together, and all the room and everything went on my credit card, and she said that she would pay me, and this has been since December.
Oh, yeah. I can see how that would happen.
Yeah, and I've texted her, sent her Venmo requests, all ignored. She keeps saying that she tries to send me money, but she says PayPal is not accepting her credit card. Mm. I haven't seen her in a long time, but we still follow each other on social media. Anytime I see her doing something that costs money, I'm just so livid.
Yeah.
Like, she says she's absolutely going to pay me, but now she's in Germany with her boyfriend. I don't think I'm ever going to see the money again. I mean, what would you guys do?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Have you ever had this, Alyssa? I've taken guys' trips before where there's multiple guys on the trips, but we'll go out to dinner or whatever, or a breakfast, and then one person plops down the card. And what we're supposed to do is, at the end of the trip, everybody settles up with each other. And with our friends, mostly it works okay. I could certainly see how that could go sideways when you have one friend that isn't paying her half of the bill.
See, I learned my lesson through having friends like that. I'm never the person to put my card down anymore.
That's so smart.
I always pay up. Like, I will send money on Venmo immediately, but I am not putting my card down for the full amount.
But somebody has to put their card down.
And it's not going to be me.
Because you can't make the server, like, say, if you're out to dinner, it's like, yeah, can you split this eight ways?
Yes, you can. Know?
That's annoying.
Coming from the server, girl, no, it's not. It literally takes 2 extra seconds.
Right.
Okay, but back to the case at hand. Maya, is she right? Mm-hmm. Is she never going to see this money again? Or is there a way that she could somehow get her money back? I mean, does she stay on this friend?
I don't know.
I would be posting on her social media pictures all the time. It's like, hey.
Where's my money?
Yeah. How much did that cost? Right? Because, yeah, exactly.
I don't even know. I don't even have advice. I hope somebody has advice because I got nothing.
216-474-0104. Maya's friend owes her money, $800. How does she get it back? And does someone owe you money?
Ooh.
216-474-0104. How have you dealt with it? The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Now we're ready for NSYNC. 216-474-0104. It's Q104. We're talking about Maya, who called up. Maya has a friend that owes her money. They went on a trip to New York City. It was over the holidays, right?
Yeah, it was like a couple months ago now. And she still has not been paid back by this friend. She put the hotel room on her credit card. And this friend owes her a couple $100.
Yeah, $800.
Yeah.
And here it is, almost July 4th, and Maya still doesn't have her money. She's been keeping in touch with the friend, but I think the friend is annoying her or avoiding her. And now the friend is on a European vacation. And
Maya's starting to feel like she's never going to see this money again.
Sandra in Chippewa Lake, good morning.
Good morning.
What advice would you have for Maya?
I would say, you know what, contact your friend and have her pay up. It's a shame.
Well, she has been contacting her friend, and I don't think that she's been mean about it. I don't think she's wanted.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like she's been pushy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think her friend needs to fess up and pay up. It was a loan and not, you know, a given. A loan is one thing, a given is another.
How would you suggest that Maya goes about trying to get this money back? Like, how would you approach it?
I would show up at her house.
You just show up.
Wait outside.
No, I'll show up.
Sandra,
hang up.
Have you ever dealt with something like this before?
Yes. And it's a shame. It's been 2 years, and the person has ghosted us, deleted us from social media, has nothing to do with us. And it's been 2 years. And this was my husband's best friend. And all of a sudden, we don't exist.
How much money does he owe you?
$1,800.
Oh, my God. Why did he need $1,800?
Because he was behind on bills, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. So he needed help. So my husband, the kind person that he is, loaned him the money. And then all of a sudden, acted like nothing.
All right. So, Sandra, your advice for Maya is to go to her friend's house.
go to a friend's house. It's your money.
Have you gone to your friend's house? Your husband's friend?
My husband won't let me contact him as much as I want to.
Oh.
And give him a piece of my mind. He's it's money lost.
He just wants to end the friendship.
Yeah, that sounds like a typical marriage. It's the husband trying to simmer down the wife. But, hey, if that was her friend, she would have gone to the house.
I don't know if it's a guy thing. I would think it would not be a guy thing. I would think most guys would want to confront. I am not the confrontational type, so I would probably do the same thing. I would just end the friendship.
Oh,
and
say, I think most guys would just avoid confrontation at all costs.
I would say lesson learned and move on. Joey in Sheffield Village, please tell me you're not dealing with this as well.
Kind of the same thing, actually. Pretty good friend of mine. Over 20 years, great friend. I don't think he's not trying to pay me back. He just always makes excuses why he's busy. I used his eBay to sell a classic car part, $1,500. I paid the shipping on my Visa, so I paid the $500 freight to ship this hood.
Mm-hmm.
He got the money. It's in his account. And he says, I just can't get to the bank to get it.
Oh, so like this friend didn't even borrow money from you. They just,
no.
He
just
literally owe you money.
Money that will his bank account,
and he's got excuses.
Yeah, but he's a really listen. It's kind of, it's the same but different. I don't know. Maya's he's a good friend. He always says, you know, I just called him this morning, like 20 minutes before I heard this on the radio, but he didn't answer. I was going to say, hey, I got to pay my taxes. They're $6,000.
Oof.
I appreciate getting that, so I don't have to going to my savings and grab another grand because I'm just a touch short.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and, I'm even going to tell him when I get a hold of him, I'm going to say, hey, I'll give you $100. I'll drive you there and give you $100 to go get my money out.
Oh, man, don't give him any more money.
I'm
going to give him $100. I need my money.
You're going to give him $100 to give you your money?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How long has this been now, Joey? How long has this been going on?
A year and 3 months.
Oh, that's way overdue. Way overdue.
Yeah, especially when it's like the money should already be there. Like, he didn't have to make money to give it to you.
No, and we're really, I don't think for a second he's trying to cheat me, but he's just, it's just one of these individuals. It's like, I'm very well-to-do, and, he just assumes, oh, he's got, and I do have the money. I can go in savings, but hey, it's my money. I want to get it so I can pay my taxes and not go grab $1,000 out of savings.
Oh, sorry, Joey. If you don't get the money back, or even if you do, is this friendship over? Or are you going to stay friends with this guy?
No, I'll stay friends. If for whatever reason he never gave it back to me, he's a good guy, but just procrastinates his living ass off.
All right, Joey, good luck. Keep us posted, all right? I hope you get that money soon.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Money always makes everything so sticky. See, this is why I never freaking put my card down. This is why I never want to be the person on the other end of that.
Well, I've been that person many times, but I guess I just have friends that know to settle up.
Yeah.
I guess you have to be more careful about who you're with when you set that card down.
Oh, for sure. There's certain friends that when I do it, I know. If I pay for something, I'm not getting paid back. At that point, that's just money out that I'm not expecting.
Yeah. Maya, keep us posted as well. Let us know if you get that money back from your friend.
I'm rooting for you.
The Q Morning Show. Good morning. We are going to Elyria this morning so Logan can play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Logan.
Good morning.
I have 5 questions right here. After you answer them, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa unfortunately still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Logan, are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
To protest the Tea Act, in 1773, Americans dumped British tea into the Boston Harbor. What was that event called?
The Boston Tea Party.
Question 2. Name the Disney Channel sitcom starring a teenage girl who could glimpse into the future.
That's So Raven.
Question 3. He's blue. He's very fast. He used to be the mascot for Sega.
Sonic.
Question 4. In 1960, this river caught fire, and it helped spur the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency.
I don't know that one, but I know it's in Cleveland.
Name a river in Cleveland.
The Cuyahoga River.
Final question. People with this sleep disorder struggle to stay awake during the day and may suddenly fall asleep. What do they have?
Narcolepsy.
Logan. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Logan, you know how you did, didn't you? Don't you, Logan? You know how you did.
So.
Oh, my gosh. Alyssa, get in here. Sit down. You may have met your match today.
You sound a little too excited.
Alyssa, meet Logan in Elyria.
Good morning, Logan.
Good morning.
Logan just went 5 for 5.
Oh, come on.
And I think there's some tough questions in here,
come
too.
Come on.
So this is a bright boy. This is a bright young lad.
All right. I guess I got my work cut out for me.
Alyssa, I am not going to score you through this. We're just going to go through your 5 questions. At the end, we will find out who wins this game. Question number 1. To protest the Tea Act in 1773, Americans dumped British tea into the Boston Harbor. What was that event called?
The Boston Tea Party.
Name the Disney Channel sitcom starring a teenage girl who could glimpse into the future.
That's So Raven.
Question 3. He's blue. He's very fast. He used to be the mascot for Sega.
Sonic.
Question 4. In 1960, this river caught fire, and it helped spur the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency.
It also helped spur the creation of our nickname, the mistake on the lake. That's the Cuyahoga.
Final question. People with this sleep disorder struggle to stay awake during the day and may suddenly fall asleep. What do they have?
Narcolepsy.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Logan, I am so mad right now.
Yeah.
Did I go 5 for 5?
Alyssa went 5 for 5.
I went 5 for 5.
What in the world? Logan, I can't believe it. I really can't believe that. I mean, you're both very bright, clearly.
Uh-huh.
Good game, Logan.
You both pay attention to what's going on in the world.
Yeah, those started to get a little tricky toward the end.
You're history buffs. I don't know what it is, but you both went 5 for 5.
Yeah.
Logan is so mad, too.
Yeah, like Logan does not sound excited.
He's very upset.
Logan, will this help that we've got some tickets for you to the new exhibit at the Cleveland Museum of Art?
Okay, yeah, nice.
Okay, there we go. I sense a smile now. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, all right, thank you. My name is Logan, and I just aced Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.